And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan, I'm with you, of course, as we continue our time together. All right, so with me right now is Michelle Jurista, and she's the marketing manager with the Butler Armco Employees Credit Union. And so I wanted to have her in for a couple of reasons. We'll talk about a couple of like programs that are out there financially for all of us in the area and for those in high schools. But I wanted to talk about their voters meeting. So first of all, let me welcome Michelle into the program. Michelle, thank you for being here today.
Thank you very much, Tracy, for having me.
I chuckle because I don't know who came up with this creative idea, but I absolutely love it. Now, your voters meeting is for voters. You have to be a voter of Butler Armco Employees Credit Union to participate in this.
Correct. Actually, all of our members are shareholders.
Okay.
So
okay.
All of our members are eligible to vote at our annual meeting.
Okay. So this annual meeting is going to be like a drive-in movie minus the movie, right?
Absolutely.
That's the best way to put this thing. All right, so it's a drive-in annual meeting, and so I want you to give us the overview. I'll let everybody know if you don't know about this already, but it's Wednesday, October 21st, so it's coming up. But tell us how we're going to deal with this drive-in voters meeting.
Okay, well, first of all, again, thank you for having me today. Our annual meeting is very, very important to us because, as I mentioned, our members are our shareholders. So it's very important for us to hold the annual meeting so that we can give them an annual report and allow them the opportunity to vote on board members and committee members. So our board of directors actually came up with the drive-in meeting, and it was just a way to keep our members and our employees safe from potential COVID-19 exposure. So what's going to happen on October 21st is we will have the annual meeting at the Crossfire campus on North Main Street Extension. That's where we hold our annual meeting every year, except this year it will be in the parking lot. We will have parking attendants that will direct members to certain parking spaces. They will be able to dial in to a radio frequency and listen to the meeting through their radio in their car. And we're going to be communicating using horns and blinkers.
So I'll stop you at the radio part. Do you see why I love this idea, right?
Yes.
Love my industry. And you're going to be listening to a radio frequency in order to hold this meeting. So before we get to the blinking horn or lights and horns and all that, how's the meeting running that it's going over an FM signal? Like, can we see the folks running the meeting? Are you going to be in a whole separate building? How does that work?
We will have our board president. He's going to be perched on top of a giant pickup truck, and he will be able to speak into a transmitter. And again, all
across
of
the radio.
Anybody
yeah.
who's listening in their cars will be able to hear the meeting. We are trying to promote contactless items so members, once they're parked, they will have to get out of their cars. They'll have to register in front of the building. We do require that you wear a mask, but all of your board reports, your annual meeting gift, and plus some goodies, they'll all be given to you in one bag to limit exposure.
Good. So those will already be put together. So once we've registered, we go back to our car. Now explain how we use our horns and our blinking lights. I love this idea. This is great.
Okay, so to call the meeting to order, you need a vote. You're going to honk your horn for yes, or you're going to honk your horn for no. And I apologize to anybody who lives in the area because you're going to hear a lot of honking going on. The blinkers will be used if you need assistance. So if you're in your car and you would like one of our employees to come to your car for whatever reason, if you have a question about the meeting or you just simply need assistance, put your blinkers on and we will be looking out for that and somebody will be with you.
And I ask this seriously. I know it's a fun thing that you're doing, but does the right blinker mean something different than the left, or is it just a blinker?
It's just a blinker.
Four ways. Okay, I didn't know if there was some kind of code that meant something along with that. And then, again, another serious question with the horns. How do you know who gets the majority? You know, I mean, when you see hands, of course you can count them. You know, when you have eyes, you can hear that volume of ayes and nays. With horns, how is that going to be determined?
Well, We really haven't thought that through the entire way yet.
Okay, but, that's all right. One step at a time.
But I can say that the yes-no questions are more formalities, like, you know, to adjourn the meeting. The actual voting of board members and committee members will be through a ballot, and you'll receive that ballot when you receive your bag of goodies. And we'll come around to each car and we'll collect the ballots. So, and of course, we'll count those at a later time.
So you're not necessarily voting by horn.
Correct.
I mean, that's not the vote.
Right. The voting is more the procedural item.
Oh, how do we ask questions? What if we have a concern? Because typically in your meetings, we could voice a concern, right?
Yes. Being able to be interactive with our members is very, very important to us. When members pull into the parking lot, they'll receive a piece of paper that just contains instructions, and there will be some cell phone numbers on there. Members can text or call any of those numbers at any time during the meeting to ask a question or express some sort of a comment. Our board members will all be there that day, and so they will be looking at all of the comments.
And do you think during the meeting that those will be verbalized? You know, would there be like a moderator there to get those questions, those texts, and be able to verbally say, you know, Joan has this question, or
absolutely,
John has this comment?
Absolutely. If you have a question, we will address it at the meeting. If you just have a comment, if you're just saying, hey, you know, I really love your new credit card, it's, you know, then, you know, that's
might
great.
Not be part of the meeting.
Right. Yeah. We're happy to see that information and pass it along to the board members.
Again, the president is going to be high up in the back of a truck, which I love. I just love this whole entire idea. And this is one of those things that I think are fun in the age that we live, because we're all stressed. You know, we're all just kind of spent right now and just tired and exhausted. And to have this kind of creativity, I think, adds some fun into something that you need to do. You need to have this meeting.
We absolutely
in order
do.
To get your board. It's just creative, and I love how you're doing this. So again, so voters, or if you're part of the Butler Armco Employees Credit Union, this is your annual meeting. And this would be Wednesday, October 21st, registration at 3:30, meeting at 4, Crossfire Campus. But in the parking lot this time. So, of course, it's 1802 North Main Street Extension, where you're used to going anyway. If we cannot make it, we can't join virtually, right? This is an in-person situation.
This is an in-person situation. It's going to occur rain or shine, so that's something important to remember. But you can vote at a branch location the next day if you are unable to attend. So there's still an opportunity for your vote to count.
Okay. And will we be able to hear the meeting? Like, this isn't going to be recorded and posted later, right?
No.
Okay. So we would still be able to vote even if we can't make it to this meeting. And we can see the individuals online that are up for vote, right?
That is correct. If you visit our website, armcocu.com, there is a web banner advertising the annual meeting. If you click on that, all of our protocols will be listed, as well as all of board and committee members who are running.
I love it. All right, so the annual meeting, Wednesday, October 21st. If you want to find out more, let me see if I got this right. It's BEACU.
Actually,
did I get it?
Tracy?
No, we switched.
No, see, we changed our name a few years ago. And so a lot of people still call us Butler Employees Credit Union. We are actually just plain old Armco Credit Union.
And the reason
we switched our name is, you know, people come up to me all the time and they say, hey, you know, I'd really like to join the credit union, but I don't have an affiliation with the former Armco Steel or with AK Steel. And you don't need that anymore. We have 30,000 members. We're actually the second largest credit union in the Pittsburgh area. And we have partnered with 170 sponsor organizations in the area. So if you work for one of those sponsor organizations, you can join the credit union for $1. If you are related to one of our 30,000 members, you can join the credit union for $1. If you own a business and you would like to become a sponsor organization, it doesn't cost you a dime. Simply contact me and we can make that happen. And if none of those scenarios work for you, there's still some ways to determine your eligibility. And we just ask you to call into our main office and we'll work with you.
And I'm glad you pointed that out, because I think a lot of us, once it's ingrained in our heads one way, it takes a little bit to understand that shift. And so if that shift has been made, it's nice to be able to be corrected. So thank you very much for offering the information, but to understand that there's something new and we have a greater opportunity to be a part of the Butler Armco Credit Union. Now I got to think about it, right? Skip the employees.
Nope. It's just Armco Credit Union. There's not even a Butler in there.
So Armco Credit Union. Okay, there we go. I'm going to write it down. Yeah, that'll be my homework for tonight is to write that 50 times, right? Okay, Michelle Durista, before I let you go, I do want to see if you could talk about a couple of their programs that you have, because right now we're living the times that we are, and maybe we didn't financially prepare for something like this, not that anyone could see COVID coming in particular, but there are other crises in life that we have to financially plan for. And so if we're not financially educated, what programs can the credit union help us with that are that's open to the public?
Well, we have been investing heavily in financial education for the last couple years, and it's not just for our members. We have been a part of the Butler community for 85 years. We care very much about our community, and we care about the members. We want to serve everybody. So I just want to point out that anybody can go to our website, look under the Learn tab, and you're going to see all types of free resources there. There's something called Bonsai. Mm-hmm. I think when you go on our website, it just says free financial literacy information for members. Just ignore that. That's for the general public as well. But there's resources for every age and every stage of life. So whether you're going through a divorce or you're just having a baby, if you're retiring or if you're just getting ready to go to college, there's articles on there. There's interactive coaches where you can actually type in your mortgage payment and your bills, and it'll show you how to get out of debt faster. There's all kinds of really great resources on there, and it is free to the Butler community. We also have a college planning platform that it's really a wonderful program. It can show you the cost of your college and, you know, how much your loans are going to cost you per month after you apply for federal aid. That's called EdMIT. And we also have just a member security site where we post links to information on the latest scams that are floating around, the latest, you know, cyber security threats. So we really, really make a conscientious effort to provide education to the community.
Can I ask you about that? Because I know when I went on your website, it did come up as an informational page about the alerts and the scams that are out there. How specifically can the credit union help someone? Is it just an education, or are there any safety protocols in safeguarding money in case that would happen to someone? Again, what's your role as the credit union in a scam?
Well,
or protecting people from a scam?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, education is key. You know, there is a new scam every day. In fact, I don't know if you know this, but remember when you could only check your credit report one time a year, or actually three times if you went with each of
You're talking about the specific reporting companies then?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Correct. And so it used to be that you could go on to each credit reporting company and you could get a free credit report one time a year. So you could potentially look at your credit report three times a year. Well, there has been so much fraudulent activity going on because of COVID that you can now get a report from each company every week.
Every week?
Until, I believe it's April of 2021. So we encourage you, go online and get your reports and look them over. There is an unprecedented amount of fraud and scams going on right now. So that is your first line of defense, is to educate yourself as to, you know, how people are
manipulating the system.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we do have a lot of security in place at the credit union. Obviously, I can't,
right,
you know,
can't
disclose
that. Understand.
But
I
mm-hmm. assure you, first of all, your money is safe with us. We are federally insured by NCUA. Our tellers are constantly on the lookout for different fraudulent items and checks. And we do have staff available to counsel you if you do happen to get caught up in a scam and it's affecting your account. You know, we can talk to you about ways to handle the situation.
Okay. And so that's all on the Learn tab of your website.
That's correct.
Okay. And again, we're talking with the ARMCO Credit Union. Did I get it right that time?
Yes, you did.
I love it. I'm learning, paying attention to the teacher. And so we are talking with Michelle Jurista. She's the marketing manager there, and talking about some financial education programs. But I'm looking at our time, and I know we're running out. So I wanted to make sure that we touched on a particular program that you have that concerns the Butler County high schools or high schools in general, if somebody's teaching a financial course. How can you help students during this time?
We are sponsoring a financial education program for any teacher who teaches at a Butler County high school. Doesn't matter what grade you teach, as long as you are a Butler County high school teacher, you can sign up for a financial education program free of charge on our website. The education or the financial education platform is, again, called Bonsai, and it's comprised of a pretest, a educational video, a fun interactive game, and a post-test. And so a teacher can go on to the dashboard, and they can see a student's progress in real time. You could offer this as extra credit. You could put a grade to it, since you can see all the activity on the back end. And for students, they can complete the program on their own devices. So whether they want to use their iPhones or an iPad or, you know, a desktop, whatever device they're comfortable using, they can access the program, and they can do it at their own time, on their own time, and you know,
they have that flexibility.
Yes, they have lots of flexibility.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked to most of the administrators in Butler County high schools, and they're very excited about the program, but, you know, they're always concerned that teachers have so much to teach. They have to follow their curriculum. There's not a lot of time for them to really stray from the curriculum and teach something as important as financial education. So this is why the program's so great. Students can do it on their own time, at their own pace, on their own device, and you could offer it as extra credit.
You know, and I know you're not here to speak for schools, but are there some schools that offer financial education classes, or why is that not more prevalent in schools?
There are classes out there. My daughter is a senior at Butler High School this year, and she has a personal finance class.
Oh, okay.
So there are classes available. I think a lot of students have a hard time fitting certain classes into their schedules. You know, if you attend VoTech, you don't have as many electives.
Okay.
So it's hard for students to, you know, take all the classes that could potentially help them throughout their life.
And there are some people, and I'll raise my hand on this one. I even joked the other day on this show that I don't do math, you know, but finances can be hard for some people to understand. And my husband and I only really learned the budget a few years ago, you know, and I mean, we're at the age we are, we'll just put it that way, right? And in my life history, my mom worked in an accounting department, you know, so she could find a penny in a budget or an expense sheet. And I just never really could calculate what all that meant. So I say that because there are a lot of people out there. Is it ever too late to start to learn this?
Absolutely not. Again, go onto our website or any website. I'm not saying you have to go onto ours, but there's a lot of information about financial literacy. There's lots of different ways to budget. There's, you know, depending on your lifestyle and what you're comfortable with. But the important thing is that you save for a rainy day so that you can pay for that auto repair expense that is unexpected. And you don't have to put it on a credit card at 25% interest. So that's something that our Bonsai program addresses, especially through the interactive game. Students get to make real time choices. You know, do you get paid on Friday? Do you go out with your friends and spend all your money, or do you put some of your money away on a rainy day? So that's what the course is meant to teach.
I've heard the phrase recently, I'll say in the past year or two, more and more often from financially minded people, that it's not how much money you make, it's how much money you save.
It's living within your means and adhering to a budget.
Yeah, that's what got us learning how to budget, is that phrase right there. I kept hearing it over and over and over, and I thought, okay, well, how much can we save? Even if it's just a little bit this month, at least over time, you end up accruing enough money to pay for what you need. So it's interesting, and I'm glad that you're here. And Michelle, I know that I asked you to stay for a few minutes, and you've kept your promise. So I'll get you on your way so you can get on with your day as well. The Armco Credit Union, again, folks, I will just make sure that you remember that Wednesday, October 21st, is your annual meeting. It is a drive-in, like a movie theater without the movie, but you're still going to have the meeting. You'll hear it over an FM dial on your radio in your car, and you can stay in your car. You got horns to communicate with and lights to communicate with, and people will be there to answer your questions and texting and emails. So it'll be an interesting meeting, but I appreciate you covering all that. Michelle, thank you very much for coming in. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Tracy.